This is All Things Considered on KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. The artist Alfredo Arreguín was born in Mexico and has called Seattle home for decades. He's built his reputation as a painter of bright, vibrant works full of bold colors and animals and nature, big shots of warmth in what has lately felt like a cold world. We're going to spend a few moments with him now, because when we called him at his home in North Seattle to interview him for a story you're hearing elsewhere in today's program, he had so much more to say, and we thought we'd share some of it with you this afternoon. Like the story about getting a call from his hometown of Morelia in Michoacán, Mexico.
We're calling you to see if you will accept the keys of the city.
Oh.
And I said, he says, you're the second person that is getting this honor. And I said, wow, who was the first? And he said, Pope Francis. I said, wow, I'm really honored.
Honors are nothing new for Arreguín, who at 86 has had a career that's brought him international acclaim and countless awards, including the Otli, a top honor given by the Mexican government for contributions by people outside the country to Mexican culture. He has works in the permanent collections of two Smithsonian museums as well. Arreguín came to the United States in 1959, went to grad school at the University of Washington. First it was architecture, then interior design, and then he found his way to painting.
I was envious of all these students with overalls throwing paint at the canvases, and I thought, this is freedom. Over in Mexico, they made me wait a year before I could paint. I had to learn to draw first, and here there's no rules. I see all these paints thrown. I could do that myself, you know.
He was one of the few Latino students at UW at the time, and he says he was painting what he thought people wanted to see, not what he wanted. Then he met the artist Elmer Bischoff, who leveled with him.
He says, this is terrible stuff. Do you agree with me? I say, yes, I do. I don't know what I'm doing. Can I go over to your place and see what you were doing before you came to grad school? I said, well, I live in a little room upstairs, a restaurant where I work as a waiter. You wouldn't like it. He says, no, I want to go. And when I showed him my drawings I was doing before, he says, here's where your soul was connected to your work. Drop everything else and get back into that. And I said, they're going to flunk me if I start with that, because they never accept it. He says, if you want to be an artist, do that. But if you want to teach, you might not be able to teach because they won't accept you. You know?
Arreguín chose to be an artist. He still paints every day. His wife, Susan R. Lytle, is also an artist, and they share a home studio. Before the pandemic, he did a lot of work with students, and he speaks joyfully about the career he's having and the life he's leading. But like for so many of us, this last year has been a challenge. Arreguín posted to Facebook recently that he almost lost his vision. It turned out to be temporary, corrected by some laser treatments. But he's worried about a lot of the things we all are. For example, the closure of galleries because of the pandemic, and how hard it's been to socialize or see friends.
The only thing that keeps me stable as my painting. If I don't paint, you know, even when I go on a vacation to Mexico or something, I'm really having a great time. But the minute I land and get to in my house, I get back to my painting, you know.
I've been thinking about kind of this time that we're all experiencing and how challenging it is for so many people for so many different reasons. And, you know, what role do you think art plays for the rest of us in a time when it's hard to get out and see it or partake in it, in a time when we're seeing such ugliness and sadness around us?
You know, one of the things that's very satisfying is that I have a lot of my paintings in hospitals. The University Medical Center and Harborview and the Cancer Alliance. And this woman called me up and she said, Mr. Arreguín, the painting that we have in the Providence Hospital and in Portland is the focus of all these people that have to come down there, some in wheelchairs and everything, and I have to take them. So for 17 years, I've been doing all this, taking patients, but now I'm retiring. And could you make me a copy of that painting? And I said, oh, I love to repay you back with a print. Of course I will. And this is what happens in a lot of hospitals. People are calling me because they have found that real good feeling in them, you know. And that connection is so important to me. And the arts are a wonderful medicine for the soul, you know. We're living through something that is so horrible, but at the same time, we're realizing how much we need each other, you know. And, there are good things coming out of even this hell, you know.
Yeah. Wow. You're in the Smithsonian. You've won so many awards. What have you not done yet that you want to do?
I would love to learn how to fly, but my painting sort of gets in the way of learning that.
As we talk, he compares life not to flying, but to being on a boat ride, drifting down a winding river. And he says these days he's more focused on the journey than the destination.
When you get to my age, if you are flowing on the river to the sea in a real comfortable boat, just enjoy the last days of your trip before you hit that other part, you know. And so I don't think of the future. It's because the present is so appealing to me. And so sometimes when you set up all these goals, the idea is that on the way to reach that goal, maybe you never find the goal. But on the meanders, as you go out of the river, there are incredible things that are allowed to see what you really are and what you want in life, you know.
Mr. Aragin, if I've had a better day in the last few months, I can't think of it. It has been such a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and I'm sorry if I talk so much, but you can edit it.
Are you kidding?